Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
Time now for our opening commodity market report. Here to do that is Illinois Public Media's Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Tom, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Today is our one-day on-air pledge drive. That's right, I said one day. Our goal to hear from 250 people today in support of our radio services. And we think that once you think about it, and think about this agricultural service in particular, you will support it, because think about all the things that you receive from this service. You get market updates, you get market analysis, you get cash grain analysis, you get a great phone service to call in and get analysis and numbers if you're out on your tractor. You get a weekly agricultural e-letter to keep you up to date with both fundamentals and technicals. There are Outlook meetings where we come to your community with our great stable of market and analysts, where you can ask your marketing questions. Podcasts, you get downloadable MP3 files. You get that all-day agricultural Outlook meeting where we bring in some of the most influential people in the nation to talk about marketing. If you value any of these things, now is the time to say yes. That it has made a difference for me in my pocketbook, in my bottom line, and call in with your pledge of support. Your $100 contribution will not only keep great agricultural information coming to you, and by the way, that's 20 bushels of corn as a $100 pledge right now, but will provide seed money. I did say seed money for development of even more agricultural information that matters and new ways to get that information to you. Todd Gleason and I are already thinking about new programming ideas and new ways to deliver them to you to make it even more convenient and get the information to you faster so that you can have the most up-to-date and accurate information. You can make that happen with your call of support right now, your pledge at 217-244-9455. Be a partner with agriculture, and along the way, by the way, ring our bell. Jay Pierce alongside. Jay?
I got the real bell, man. There you go. And let's see, Dale and Marjorie Elliott, Champagne. These are all the agriculture supporters this morning. Renee Heath of Decatur. Mary and Ty Olson called from Chicago in support of agriculture. And that's great because, you know, the proof's in the pudding, Dave. You talked about it. You laid it on the line. You're going to be coming to me, and we're going to be putting together a budget.
In days.
Yeah, in days. We're starting to put this process together. In fact, when I get done here, I'm going to run to my office and start doing that. But, you know, here's the bottom line. I think we have proven that the more support we get from agricultural listeners, the more service we provide. And I think about the, you know, I've been here, Dave, 11 years now, and I remember when I started 11 years ago, we had an excellent agricultural service under the late Charles Lindy there. But I got to tell you, in the last 5 years or so, you know, we've really beefed up the online service. We've added just you know, all of the podcasting, the ag email newsletter, thousands of subscribers to that now. The amount of outlooks, the quality of the outlooks, hundreds of people showing up at the all-day outlook now over at the Beef House, the Farm Progress Show panels that we do. It's just amazing the amount of service and the support for agriculture that has been growing and enabling this. It's a partnership is what it is. And I think we have shown that we respond to your support with increased service. So now, please call 244-9455, 217-244-9455, or willpledge.org is our web address. Make a $100 contribution. Make $120, $365, $1 a day if you can, for the service that you use, and help it grow even more. Challenge us. Let's see how far we can go together.
A $100 pledge makes a difference in this service and what we can provide you. 217-244-9455 is the number to call right now. Let's take a look at how prices fared in the overnight trading session. We gave that in the daily trading session. We gave the overnights at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City on this Thursday morning. July wheat opened at 6:55 up 7. September 6:66 up 7.5. At the Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 6:02 up 6. September 6:32 up 7.5. July corn opened at 4:40.5 up 4.75. December 4:64 up 6. Let's take it out to July of 2010, 4:88.75 up 5.75 on the open. July beans opened at 12:60 up 14 on the open. November 10:85 up 5.75. January of 2010, 10:90 up 4 on the open. July soybean meal opened at 4:18 up 4.60 on the open. July soybean oil opened at 38.97 up 36 on the open. June live cattle opened at 79.80 up 5 on the open. August feeders 96 down 17.5. June lean hogs 57.35 up 22.5, and July bellies 55.50 down 40 on the open. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group. He is in Decatur, Illinois, a little bit discombobulated this morning by the fund drive, Dan.
How you doing, Dave?
I am doing well. Let's go to the charts. We haven't had an opportunity to talk to you in about 2 weeks. So, what have you seen technically in those weeks? Let's start with corn. Do you want to do front month or harvest?
Well, we can take a look at both of them. Price action remains positive. I do know there's a lot of people out here trying to pick tops and all this kind of business, but. When you take a look at the individual chart patterns, even just the last 2-3 days where we've had some, at least yesterday we had some outside down day or a pretty good down day after a higher go, the market failed to show any downside follow through. So what I see in both the July and the December corn chart is a little pennant formation developing, and we are working our way toward the apex of that, and we'll probably be breaking out of that pattern here over the next 3 to 4 days. We may wait till next week to see. But if we break out to the upside, I think we could see a quick run in July. Corn futures up around 4.74. I think in December, corn futures, you could see a quick run up to about 4.98 or so, depending upon how you want to read the charts. But I do think there's a quick pop to the upside. I do think, though, 4.72, 4.74, 4.75 is going to be a major retracement level of the lead futures decline that we experienced the last half of 08. So that will probably be a little resistance. A 4.85 target level on these corn futures is also going to be about a 38% retracement of the decline on December corn. So for the time being, though, I think the market is just kind of taking a breather. There's continued worry that we just did not get enough corn acres planted to meet the demand that we're looking at. So I think that provides some underlying support to the corn market.
So you like the upside in the short term. If we see settlements in July corn below 4:30 and December corn 4:53.75, does that tell you anything technically?
Well, I don't know if it would tell you anything other than the market may be settling into some kind of cycle low prior to the June 30th report. I mean, that's kind of the time frame that everybody's kind of is pretty well focused on, and sometimes maybe the market might see some end of the month, end of the quarter type liquidation prior to that report. Depending upon what the reports are from the field, we'll start getting some private estimates probably circulating in the trade here in the next couple weeks about what they think actually happened here at the end. We still have a lot of acreage yet to plant, but I think, you know, until the corn market or until the market is assured that we have a certain supply coming at us, I don't think the demand bears are really going to win this war. I think the demand bears could maybe win it longer term, but they first got to know what kind of supply we're looking at.
Let's turn our attention then to soybeans and a little bit of both July and November. I note the July is into the gap left over from last September at 1266.
Yeah, it's in that 1266, 1279 gap area. I think if you want to be bullish, the market needs to fill this gap. It needs to kind of go right on up through it. So if I think if we fill this gap at 1279, I think the next upside target here would be about 1317 on the July futures. So it's getting a little tricky here. We've been overbought for several weeks now. But as USJ supply-demand balance sheet showed us yesterday, there's we're down to the bare minimum of supplies. And when you look at soybean plantings, dates and that kind of stuff, it kind of tells you that we're not really going to have a whole lot of meaningful new crop inventory coming at us until you get into probably mid-October. So there's going to be a real scarcity of cash beans during all this in September, and it'll be interesting how the market handles that.
And in the November, we're touching November the top soybeans, of what we had last week.
November soybeans, as in corn, I kind of view the price action over the past couple of weeks as maybe kind of a little pennant formation. We're breaking to the upside of that. That kind of signals that we may go on up into the chart gap in November beans, as July has, but those gap levels are going to be 1168, 1171. I do think there's an upside technical target of breaking out of this pennant formation that you could maybe talk about 1169. But again, I want to caution everyone that this is a technical reading of the chart, and you know, as long as the trend is up, chart watchers will continue to point at higher price levels. So you got to be careful in here. But everything, I think, on the bean front still is generally positive. The dollar is weakening. We did have a pretty good bounce just last week on ideas that maybe Congress might initiate a VAT tax or try to bring this deficit spending under control by increasing taxes. That's going to be something that the market's going to be watching. And you can see that our politicians are in China basically doing everything they can to get China to buy this debt. If they don't, the dollar is going to continue to weaken.
Thank you very much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group. He is in Decatur, Illinois.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Now is the time to support the station that brings you solid, dependable agricultural information that you can use 365 days a year, Jay, and ring our bell.
We want you to ring our bell. We want you to call 244-9455 right now, 244-9455. That's in the 217 area code, and say, I support the agricultural programming, Dan Zwicker and the other analysts that you've heard throughout, you know, each and every week for so many years, who bring thoughtful analysis and bring you great information, you know, and in times when you've got to make some decisions. We've had some late planting and some wet weather going on. We have outside markets, you know, the price of gold, the dollar's been weak, it's been firm. Crude oil prices, everything impacting on these markets. It's nuts. How do you make sense of it? Well, you don't do it with just the numbers of the prices. You've got to put it into context, and that's what we're all about here at WILL, putting things into context, helping you make sense of everything that's happening in your world, and in this case, the agricultural world. And we want to thank Marilyn Leacher, the latest to call in and make a pledge of support. Lester Frericks called in from Armstrong. Thank you very much in support of agriculture programming. Let's hear from you right now, 217-244-9455, or log on to willpledge.org. Let us know that you are willing to have a hand in helping build an even better agricultural service for you and the thousands of others who depend on it, online and on air and even on the telephone.
You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana.